It's your favorite internet radio DEEJAY, Corey Blaze, here for Amazon. Amazon is the single best way to support this free show. So shop now, shop often, and shop through the Amazon tab on our website, and we thank you. This is your boy, Corey Blaze, and I want to thank you for subscribing, downloading, and sharing Fat Guy Radio Show. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be able to bring you this free show. So on behalf of all of us here at Fat Guy Radio Show, I say thank you. And now, here's an all-new show. Quick, go gather the kids. Now, where the hell is that chipmunk?
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
What's for breakfast? I'm Dewey Cox, and in my house, it's Cox sausages covered in maple syrup. And if you got some hard walking to do in your day, and who doesn't, why not stay? I need to do that thing again. Put the cards where I said to put the goddamn cards. Whose company is this? It doesn't say Cox, unless I say it tastes like Cox. How's that?
It's all right, Dewey. You want to do one more?
I really don't.
I think you should.
Well, why don't you shove it up your ass? All right, again. Cox sausage. It doesn't say Cox unless I say it tastes like Cox.
That's great, Dewey. Would you say start the day with a big mouthful of Cox?
Well, I don't want people just stuffing themselves with it.
That would be hilarious, Dewey. Just say big mouthful of Cox.
You're not making fun of my name, are you?
No. Seriously, just say it.
I'll fight any one of you goddamn sons of bitches.
I'm just saying, say mouthful of Cox.
Good, I will. I'll say it because I want to say it. Big mouthful of Cox.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show. Featuring Corey Blaze. And now, stuck in a closet where no one knows he's there, here's your host, Corey Blaze.
What is happening right now? October 18th, 2014, live from Studio G, booking our vacations to Africa at the B2B Radio Network. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/Fat Guy Radio Show, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Fat Guy Radio Show. Spread the word about the show by sharing, liking, and following Fat Guy Radio Show on all your social media. I'll get to that in a minute. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. It's October, and you know what that means. Halloween shopping time. Amazon, through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon, offers you a wide selection on the most popular Halloween costumes for the whole family, even your pets. If Halloween is not your bag, Daddy-O, check out Amazon's Fall Grooming Guide presented by Men's Fitness, or the latest in baseball equipment, including gloves and bats. If you're like me, cooler weather puts you in the mood to entertain, but the house must be ready. Check out Amazon's new releases in home cleaning. Take the effort out of cleaning. All these great specials and deals just for you, available through the Amazon portal at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Share it with your friends, family, coworkers as well. October in the Blaze House officially kicks off the holiday season. So remember, fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon during the holidays. Well, hell, the gang's all here. It seems like it's very awkward opening to the show. There's a different energy in the studio. Number one, I got to thank everybody for dealing with us last week. Dealing with us last week when we weren't here, unfortunately, because I was stricken with the flu bug.
Ooh, Ebola?
Not the Ebola virus, but was stricken with the flu bug. And something
is that what they're calling the Ebola virus these days?
Pretty much.
The flu.
Some of the things that I hate doing is canceling the show. But there was no way that I was going to be able to make it in here without infecting everybody else. And it was a flu where the body aches and the fever and everything else. So I do have a cough.
Did you have a cold sweat?
Yes.
Did you have faintness?
Yes, actually.
Did any part of your body bleed at any time?
Other than what I was hawking up, no.
Ebola.
Probably Ebola. So. Probably
your,
so.
Your guts burning?
A little bit. So it was really terrible if it caused me to cancel last week's show.
Yes.
However, in the event of all of that happening, I can honestly say that I'm coming out swinging at the beginning of the show. And one, thank you to all the listeners that reached out. I love you guys, and thank you for making sure that I'm okay. Two, both my producer, Philippius, and Dite, you guys can both cram it up your ass.
Whoa.
And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. No, listen, hear me out. I'm going to tell you why. And I'm not going to yell. I'm going to do my best not to yell, because listener Gail always gets on me for yelling. I'm going to tell you why. My feelings were so hurt that the only communication that ever happened between us, when I say us, I'm talking about Philippius, the executive producer of the show, and my friend, and Dite, who's been gracious enough to fill in while we're looking for a permanent co-host on the show, who is also my friend. Neither one, the only communication you guys had with you was telling you that the show was being canceled. You got the communication, you said okay, and you both went on with your lives. Neither one of you took 1 second to send me a text or a call or anything to just check up on me. Now, I know I've said it on the show that when I'm not feeling good, the one thing I want to do is I want to be left alone. But one attempt, one communication is all that it would have taken for just to say, because when these microphones are on, the way that I see it, we aren't just radio partners or co-workers. We're friends. And that's the way that I see it. But this last week that I was, or these last 2 weeks that I've been laid up in my bed, I honestly felt that maybe I'm the only one that feels that way. So okay. that's why I say you guys can both cram it up your asses, because there was no attempt to get in contact with me about anything about during any of the time that I was out.
Now, I'm going to go to the text message. I got a text message from you Friday. And Friday, you told me, you said, I am very sick, so the show is canceled for tomorrow. Now, the text message I sent to you.
Yes.
Says, okay. I hope you feel better. Now, that shows some concern. I'm hoping for your well-being. Now, if you're anything like me, when I'm sick, I don't want no one to text my phone. I don't want to be bothered. Unless you're coming to my house to give me a rub and tug and a hot toddy, do not contact me.
But that text message was on Friday.
Yes.
That was Friday before the last show. You didn't even see me on Tuesday night when you taped Full Court Press Radio. I didn't even come by the studio on Tuesday night.
You didn't?
No, I wasn't even anywhere near. You would have thought, I understand how you feel about that. You've said it before, and I do. I don't want to get into a long, prolific dissertation about why am I feeling sick and what's going on and this, that, and the other, and then it spurs off. I understand that. I don't want that either. But I would have liked something to just let me know that you guys were thinking about me. Even that was a Friday before the show of last week. I haven't heard anything from you guys until today. This Saturday. Nothing. No text messages or anything.
Lies. Lies. Erroneous.
Lies.
I haven't heard anything.
You heard stuff from me yesterday on Friday when we were
preparing for this show.
But it was still yesterday. It wasn't today. It wasn't a whole week.
It was totally a whole week. You were missing.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Because you know what? You feeling better? I love you still. You know I do. I don't know why you're coming at me all sideways with a hatchet. You know I love you. You know
I would have liked an expression. Love is not just a word. Love is an action word. It's an action word. We are supposed to be boys outside of this. These microphones go off, and clearly all of our friendships go off at the same time.
He's lucky. I'm the type of friend that I don't like texting.
Texting.
Then you could have called.
Hold up. I haven't finished. Whoa. I am vehicularly challenged today. This time, like I don't have a car. Had I had my car this past week, they'd be some hot soup in your kitchen. Brought by yours truly. I don't have to text you to tell you I'm coming over.
You're right. And there was hot soup in my kitchen. And I'm glad you brought up your vehicular challenges at this time. Because it's another thing that made me realize that we aren't as tight of boys when these microphones are off. Because Philippius, all I have to say to you is the month of August should prove to you how much of a boy I am. And your vehicular shortage right now should also prove to you how much of a boy you are to me. You guys couldn't even take one damn day to send me one additional text message just to say, hey, Papa Bear, or hey, Fat F, how are you feeling? No, but when you needed me, Philippius, I was there. You had to ask once. When you needed me, I was there. Over and over and over, and you only had to ask once. Half the time, you don't even have to ask. I have to force you to take it because that's how much I care about our friendship. The fact that I laid up, you guys know, number one, I live alone. Number two, I'm single as hell. And number three, my biggest fear is dying alone. I would have expected that my radio partners, who are also my friends, would have made an attempt to just simply send a text message or a call or a funny picture or a tweet. Even when I went on my effing Twitter and tagged both of your asses into a message that said I'm coming to vengeance on the next show, you still didn't have that mother effing audacity to even respond to the goddamn tweet. Further proof, the fact that you guys don't feel the same way I feel when these microphones are off. And if that's the way that it is, so be it.
Well,
so
I don't know how to tweet, so.
But you read the tweet.
I can read it. I don't
clearly
know
you read the tweet. But then, okay, if you don't know how to tweet, you know how to text message?
If my phone worked all the time.
It's crap. All I'm saying.
I just got my phone turned back on today.
My feeling, it don't matter. There's Facebook. There's Wi-Fi. Even if you don't have phone service, there's Wi-Fi.
I don't even know what Facebook is.
But when you needed me, I didn't care I didn't care what circumstances I was in. I made sure that you got what you needed to get. That's the bottom line. So your phone not being on or whatever it is, you know, whatever you say.
He just got me feeling like cock sausage over here.
Because that's the way that I felt when I was laid up in my bed for 2 weeks and just with nothing but time to think and sleep and go in and out of NyQuil comas. All I had to do was just think.
If you're in a coma, then how are we supposed to contact?
How are you going to respond to me in a coma?
That was a figure of speech, you two asshats. Rex got the same thing. Rex prompted another tweet that sent out that said, you know, don't make people your priority that don't make you their priority only when they need you. Rex is the perfect perfect example of someone that will blow up my phone, become all buddy-buddy and friend-friend and lovable and all this other stuff just to get something. And you know what? That came up in the 2 weeks that I had to lay up and do nothing but think too. And I squashed that as well. He can go F himself as well. If you can't, a friendship isn't just what I can give you. It's a 50-50. I didn't need you to bring me soup and all that other stuff, DT. It would have been nice if you would have, but I don't need you to do that. Something very simple as just one text message, I would have known, okay, he cares.
You know what's funny?
That's my argument, and I'm not mad at y'all. That's just my argument. And of course, because this is the way that we handle this show and what makes this show great is that we bring these emotions to these microphones and we hash it out. It's going to be all good, boys. I learned my lesson. I figured out how the cards are played now.
No, it's funny. It's funny you bring this up because I tweeted, Facebook something today that I've just noticed about myself. I don't ask a lot from my friends. I don't ask for anything, really. And you know that, like, stuff that you do for me, you force me to take. I don't ask for it, really. I don't really try to ask for anything from my friends. I try to be there as much as I can for my friends, but the thing that I notice about myself is I'm really horrible at like keeping in touch with my friends. If we can't see each other on an everyday basis or like at least at a designated time during the week, it's hard for me. Like I don't text anyone in my phone. I have no girlfriend. I have no booze I'm trying to text or anything. I don't even use my phone, but to look up stuff on Twitter and Facebook.
And I could agree with that to a certain extent. But then 20% of that I disagree with because we do. You keep in contact with me or maybe I have a different expectation, level of expectation for friendship. I don't want a overbearing friendship. You know what I mean? I don't want a friend that is like, hey, what you doing today? What you doing tomorrow? What you doing yesterday? What you doing for the next 5 minutes? What are you doing 5 minutes after that? What are you doing? I don't want a friend like that. That drives me crazy. But I think the part of me that agrees with what you just said was this past week. But the part of me that disagrees with what you said is the fact that it's mandate season. So you and I have been in communication, but that communication has been enough to satisfy our friendship. So we had that beautiful mandate situation.
Yeah.
Philippius and I had an amazing time out in my front yard where Philippius impressed the hell out of me. And then it all went to S the next week when I got sick. That's my whole argument. I'm not mad about it. I'm not. It is what it is. I still love you. And so, DT, I still like you in that way.
So basically, Flip, what I'm hearing is when Corey gets sick, we turn into babysitters. So we got to baby him emotionally.
No, you don't have to babysit me.
Listen, we have to babysit him emotionally with at least 1 to 2 text messages sporadically placed to where we ask him how he's feeling. That's it. That's all he needs. He needs to be coddled just a tidbit. Just a teeny bit.
But you do realize that now, after all this has happened, if I do fall ill again, it's not going to have the level it's not going to be
as sincere.
It's not going to be as sincere now because
except for if we give him one of those, you know, like really heartfelt messages, not one of the generics. Hey, how you feeling?
No, it doesn't have to be that.
If I give him one
it's
of
not going to work because you boys have laid the concrete. It's going to take a while to jackhammer it up out because you laid the concrete and it's clear
I got a jackhammer for you.
It's clear. Flirting with me is going to make me like you again. No, I ain't stopped liking you.
Wow. True.
You got me all choked up over here. You made me choke up.
Stuff up in his throat.
I
just realized during this week that I value what we do a lot with a lot more passion than you guys do. You guys all know that I'm a delicate flower.
And right now you're wilting.
I am wilting because I wanted my boys. I didn't need you to come over and shove the thermometer up my ass. I just wanted to know that you were worried and concerned about me. And then Philippius, double for you because the Facebook sighting, the Facebook activity died. No show, nothing. Nothing went out on social media. So it's like if I'm dead, nothing gets done. Nobody gets yelled at. You're my second man. You're my second man in charge. And when something needs to be done, when I'm not available to do it, as the executive producer, you step up. That didn't even happen.
You're supposed to.
You're his first mate.
First mate.
He's the captain. You're the first mate.
You guys totally farted it off. But you know what? It's all good. It's fine. Whatever. My feelings were truly 100% hurt. I can't lie about it. So that's why when I said what I said, I sent the tweet out. I'm coming back with a vengeance on the show. That's what I said. And the tweet that I tweeted out in regards to Rex is I said, never make someone a priority. It's a Maya Angelou tweet. Never make someone a priority when all you are to them is an option. That wasn't to y'all. Because if it was to y'all, we wouldn't even have a show. Rex probably doesn't even have a friendship anymore. He got a lot of making up to do because his situation has been even worse blown out. He only calls me or he's only turns on the friendship when he needs something. And I go out of my way to make it happen. And I've been doing it for the last 3 weeks because he's been without a car.
Yeah.
Rex works in downtown Phoenix, which is literally a 40-minute drive from my house. I come all the way home. I got an hour and 10-minute drive from my day job to my house. I come home. I get home 5:30. He gets off 8:30 at night. He only calls and texts me and starts being lovey-dovey and funny and waka-waka. And it always ends with, hey, can you get me from work? So that means I got to go from my house in North Glendale all the way down to downtown Phoenix to pick him up and take him home. Where the straw broke the camel's back is one night I didn't hear nothing from him. I had started to just clear off my evening calendar, make sure that things that I had to do were flexible. Even in the last 2 weeks when I was laid up sick, I went down and picked him up. Driving down the road, driving down the freeway, freaked out, scared because I'm like, this NyQuil better not kick in. But I did all that to make sure he got home. One night, I didn't hear nothing from him. So I sent him a text message and I said, you must have a ride because I ain't heard nothing from you all day. He's like, yeah, my mom offered to come pick me up. It pissed me off because that showed that I was just an option to him. He lacked so much respect for what I was doing for him that he didn't even have the audacity to send me a text message and say, hey, if you were worried about getting me tonight, I'm cool. My mom got me. No, I had to reach out to him to make sure he was okay because I was just being, I was making him a priority when from his vantage point, I was just an option. He can go F himself. That's honestly the way that I feel. Man, this is a tight. We got to bring the funny Waka Waka. It's okay to pad when I cough.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Right. Radio professional. Let's take a break. I'm cool, boys. It is what it is. Y'all handle it the best way y'all can handle it, but now y'all know how I feel. I love y'all. I still do because that's the type of person I am. But I can tell you one thing. I just know where we stand. Honestly, know where we stand. All right, so we'll come back and let's funny it up. Let's do some Waka Waka. I had to get that off my chest. That's what we do on this show. Lip, I still love you. Don't call me when you need something. Mocha, you know I love you. I came at you hard, didn't I?
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I feel a little emasculated right now.
I shook your effing world because that's what I was planning on doing. We'll be right back on the other side of this break. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, new sponsor alert. New sponsor alert.
What?
New sponsor alert.
Sponsor alert.
That was your way of filling it. Thank you very much. That works. All right, folks, let me introduce you to STDcheck.com. When it comes to your sexual health, there's no joking about it. What is STDcheck.com? I'm glad you asked. STDcheck.com is the industry-leading online STD testing provider. Fast, private, and affordable STD lab testing. 100% confidential STD testing. 5-minute testing. Get results in 1 to 2 days. All the tests are FDA approved. Same day testing also available. And they offer over 4,000 testing centers nationwide. Take your health seriously. Get tested. If you don't know, find out. STDcheck.com through the STD Check banner on our website or directly at fatguyradioshow.com/STDcheck. Don't wait. The life you save may be your own. Don't live in worry. Know your status and get tested. Click the banner on our website today. STDcheck.com. Welcome back to the show.
I think Little D should probably call that number.
Little D probably should. Go ahead and get it. I think he sold the spot. They came on the show. Well, we're glad to have STDcheck.com on the joining the BDB Radio Network family.
We should give him like a cool intro. Like when you say STD, you all say check at the same time.
STD check. Yeah.
.com.
Slice that up and send it to him there. All right, boys. There's something that we do. We all have big houses. Big hearts.
Yes.
Right? When it comes to the less fortunate.
Yeah.
To become more fortunate.
Yes.
That's actually a line from a movie that I was in. We want to help the less fortunate become more fortunate. It's an oxymoron. But have you ever, let me ask you this question before I play this audio. Philippius, have you ever given money to a homeless person on the side of the road?
Yes.
Dite, have you ever given money to a homeless person on the side of the road?
Yes, I have.
I have as well. I've gone as far as I've said it on the show, stopping and having a conversation with a homeless person because I worked at a homeless shelter. And most of the time, these guys and these girls are on the street, just get ignored. So I've put my, and sometimes, you know, you get out to try to talk to them and they're all freaked. The sky is falling and the pink elephant's going to sit on your face. You know, sometimes they're just way too far gone. This story came up. I heard this story laying on my deathbed, and I said, please let this stay viral long enough for us to count, and I want to get to for us to cover this on the show. Let me set it up. There is a homeless lady in Oklahoma who is the age of 96, I believe. She's been on this corner of Oklahoma panhandling, asking for money. Well, one guy that always gave her money noticed that she was on an intersection where there was a Home Depot. Noticed that one day when he went to behind the Home Depot, because I drive behind the Home Depots all the time, he went behind the Home Depot and he saw the same panhandling lady sitting in a brand new car behind the Home Depot after she was just standing on her corner panhandling for money. And he confronts her. And we have the audio here. Let's hear what went down, and then I want to discuss this. 96 or 97-year-old woman, and this man is pretty passionate, and we've done some editing because he has some choice words. So here we go to the homeless lady confronted behind the Home Depot in Oklahoma.
Like this, thirsty. And you got a better car than me. This is crazy. You asking for money in the middle of the street, and you drive a 2013 car, so you're going to tell me you're not going to drive this car. Your son's going to come pick you up. Or you take it and verify to her. Listen, I work hard for my money. I don't appreciate this shit. And that's why people like you get taken advantage of people like me. This is bullshit. I see this car here tomorrow, I'm going to bust the window. How much you want to pay? I'll see this car tomorrow. Watch it. I work hard. 40 hours. I see you hungry. I give you every day $3, $2. Thursday, I did not eat to give you $4. If you drive a better car than me, boom, go fly. I better not see this car tomorrow. I better not see it.
All right. So that was captured by... And the audio wasn't that great, but it was captured by somebody's phone.
Yes.
DT, your reaction to that?
I feel for him, man. I feel for him. Like, that's crazy to walk up on a lady who you've been giving money. He gave her money every day that week. Thursday, he didn't even eat.
Yeah.
To give her money because he's like, oh, here's this 96-year-old lady asking for money. She's hungry. I'd rather her eat than me. I'm a young guy. I could probably go a couple of days without eating and still be fine. Let me help out this elderly lady.
Yeah, so you see Graham Graham's on the corner. Mm-hmm. She looks like a perfect grandma, too.
Yeah.
On the corner, a little homely looking, not terribly beat up where she's all dirty. But if you saw her on the side of the road, there's an old couple that stands at the intersection of 59th Avenue and the 101 in North Glendale. I see them all the time, and I've given them money up to the point of me hearing this audio. Wow. I've stopped. How can, number one, your heart bleeds for the old people.
Yes.
Yeah. Because you look at them, you're like, oh, man, that could be my mom or dad.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't want my mom or dad butt out.
Yeah, you wouldn't want your old ass mamas and daddy standing out there on the corner panhandling. But on the flip side of it, stories like this hit the internet.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, here in Arizona, there was two ladies holding a car wash sign.
I seen that one.
On 75th Avenue in Indian School.
I didn't hear about this.
It's Thomas.
Thomas.
Scoop
right
me.
Across from the old Toys R Us. This happened like a month ago.
Yeah.
There was
aware of this?
Yes.
There was a video going on like this. And this dude walks up and confronts them. Because they've been at that same corner every day for like 3 months.
For a funeral.
One of those signs where they're like, hey, raise money because the person dead didn't have insurance.
And the thing was, it was the same dude's name on the funeral. They're like, dang, the dude who confronted him, he's like, I saw you guys 2 months ago with this sign. I just saw you guys last week with this sign.
And that was here locally?
Here locally. He's like, how many times are you going to bury this guy? Like, how much money do you need to bury this guy?
Wow.
Like, you guys been here for 2 months with the same sign. You haven't even changed the sign. He's like, and then one lady was like, oh, it's because you need money for our phone bill. Phone bill? Why you got the iPhone 6 if you need a new money for your phone bill? Like, what's going on here?
How can I? Okay. Number one, I when I dug a little bit more into this Oklahoma lady, there were some statistics that came out. That statistics say from the Homeless Society that only 20% of the people we see are truly homeless. 80% of the people we see may be homeless, but they're panhandling to support an abusive habit. Drugs, basically, is what they were saying.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. My concern when I'm looking at this are the 20%, the real homeless people that are now going to start getting shafted from these two bitches in West Phoenix with the fake car wash. Were they even washing cars?
It wasn't for a car wash. They were just asking for donations.
They were just asking for donations. Okay. So you got those two dumb bitches. And then you got, I'm sorry.
You got the thieving grannies.
You got thieving granny, bitch. Yeah, I call grandma a bitch. Because what this lady's doing is screwed up. Yep. But here's the thing. I have a heart for the homeless people. I really do. Those 20% of people that really could use it are going to get hosed from all of these, what do they call them? The fakers?
The fakers, the flakers in the news.
Yeah, or what's the street word or the street version of the fakers or whatever it's called?
Posers?
Posers! So these posers are going to screw it up for the real people.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Did you know in Wall Street, they did a study like 4 to 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Where this guy.
My computer's rebooting. Sorry.
Yeah, that still caused my phone to go off.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
This guy.
Yeah.
Dressed up as a homeless guy. Went onto Wall Street and started panhandling, asking for money. He made $10 in a day. That's it. $10.
That Wall Street guy made $10 in a day.
That's it. That's all he made. Right? Not a lot, but you know, still, you know, enough to get a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He went and got a suit. Right? Because this is a dude doing an experiment. He went and got a suit, cleaned himself up, and walked around Wall Street and just asked random people from random buildings, like, hey, I forgot my wallet upstairs. I'm trying to go get some lunch real quick. Can I borrow $5? Made over $250.
You got to be kidding me.
No.
How could that happen?
Because people are more likely to give to someone in a suit on Wall Street who said they need lunch money rather than give to the homeless.
But can you blame them, though?
No.
Because you got Granny Good Bitch.
Not who, good bitch.
Who's just... effing this. I bet you her car. Okay, so the other side of this story is a news company in Oklahoma found her on the same corner a week later and confronted her with their camera, and she went off. Unfortunately, the minions at the B2B radio studios did not pull that audio, but it was because there was a whole lot of newscasters talk over it. She goes off on them. Same corner. Same granny panhandling again, and the camera just caught people driving by and just giving her money. When they dug more into it, the car that she was driving is paid off.
Wow.
It's paid off. She's not homeless. She has an apartment.
And they probably pay her rent.
They probably are paying her rent. She's probably also living off of us, off Social Security.
Yep.
Yeah.
She claims that her husband passed away. She is a widow. I understand all that. But the good God, the gall. She 90-something years old. And she pulling crap like that?
Jeez.
That's insane.
Grandma got her hustle on, but that's a bull crap.
Yep.
I agree with the guy. You know what? I don't normally celebrate violence, but if he would have saw the car the next day, if he would have took the windows out, I would have been all for it.
Yep.
The news camera also interviewed that guy. He did apologize for that video because he said the anger got the best of him. But if you gave so much money, $4 on a Thursday, so you couldn't eat, and then she driving a newer car than you,
dang,
and that dude working two jobs,
yeah,
I would have busted the damn windows out too.
That's insane. I couldn't see myself doing that. I couldn't see myself just like asking people for money.
But your heart bleeds for the old people, though. But then the old people is scamming us, too. But then we scamming the old people. Calling them up, getting their American Express cards and everything else and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, you do. You know exactly what I'm saying. You know exactly what I'm saying because you're the one that be sitting there making the phone calls, talking about, hey, grandma, let me go ahead and sell you some Girl Scout cookies. That's what you do. You just. And that's what the old people need to do. Shut the hell up. That's what they need to do. That wasn't even loud enough. I ruined the bit. There we go. Hello?
Hello. This is Fred Rogers.
Fred Rogers, kiss my ass. See, that's what the old people need to do.
Isn't he dead?
He is dead.
He's dead.
That old lady is wrong for that.
Man, but if I say that old lady, she getting faded on sight.
Yeah.
She catching fade on sight.
You know what? She need to actually catch some heat. I see her on the corner of Oklahoma. Don't come to Arizona, Grandma, because out here in Arizona, we ain't afraid to kick no grandma's ass. We see your little white-haired ass out there in the 2013 Fiat. I'll shoot you in the chest.
I'll wet you.
Oh, right in the chest.
Oh, bitch, right in your saggy titty, you old hag.
Make the powdered milk come out.
Yeah, powdered milk. Oh, we shoot you in the chest like this. All we hear is... That's sad. That's disgusting.
Oh, man.
She's screwing it up for everybody.
Well, one not for everybody, but all
no,
the homeless.
And you know what? I don't give to homeless people out here in Arizona because they work in teams now.
Oh, yeah. They do come at you. Like, you got a system.
I get off the freeway, and there's four homeless people on each corner and one person in the very middle.
Yeah.
Directing traffic
mm-hmm.
to give to their homeless brothers.
So
I'm like, nah, I'm good on giving you guys money because it looks like you guys are trying to save up for a keg today. I'm good on that.
Oh, or even better yet, what I love is when you pull up to the guy and his white socks are pristinely white. His hair looks like he just messed it up a little bit, but it's also edged up and faded. And his hands, he got a better manicure than me. And just because he put on a dirty shirt and a sad face, you ain't fooling nobody.
Nope.
And they do work in teams. Have you seen the team, the young people team?
No.
Teams? The young people teams, this is their game. Yeah, this is their game. They get them on the freeway road, the freeway access ramp. One goes in the middle of the medium. One goes on the exit side of the freeway. And then one is working the on-ramp side of the freeway. They got all their bases covered. And then if you stick, I pulled through one time. Because I went to four different stores down by Metro Center, and I saw each three of them, and they all looked relatively the same age. There's a QT by Metro Center. I ended up pulling up in there to grab some soda and a popsicle, and they was all huddled up at a table, counting their money. And then they all got on their nice-looking bicycles and rode off into the evening.
See, if you guys have that much like continuity where you
yeah,
guys can pull together.
Yeah, you got that much innovation.
To pull together and hustle everybody. You have that much innovation to pull together, create a product, and then become billionaires.
Come work for BDB Radio Network, you horses asses.
Like you guys you guys can't get a job or anything. You guys can't try. Now, I understand legitimate homeless people, you know, you don't have a spot. But I've seen countless stories of people in New York. Who lived on the street.
Yep.
And just been waiting for people to give them a call back so they can get a job. But they're still interviewing. They're still trying. Like, they're panhandling to get money to wash the clothes they have so they can still re-interview and stuff. It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's messed up.
To me, I feel like those people who are homeless and, like, don't try... It's because they don't want to try.
Yeah, right.
There's this guy in New York. I seen this video of this guy in New York who panhandles. He's 23 years old. He panhandles and picks up girls. He spends his day drinking and going to bars. Picks up a girl, and if he picks up a girl every night, so he has a clean place, nice place to stay. He'll even shack up with a girl for like 2 or 3 weeks until she realizes he ain't about nothing, and then she kicks him out, and then he goes find the next chick. And they're giving him money. They're letting him drive his car, her car, their cars. They're letting him do all this stuff.
Nah.
He's getting the whole kit and caboodle. He's getting food and poutine.
Uh-huh.
Like all
let
that.
Me, let me tell you this. That dude got a strong pimp head.
Right. That dude is living a life.
And
but
number
at the same
two,
time, it's like he knows.
He pulling some dumb bitches. He pulling the stupidest. If a girl is dumb enough to let some dude come and shack up with her for 2-3 weeks until she realizes he ain't about nothing, she deserves everything she get.
Yeah.
She deserves everything. The dumb, what? what dumbass girl is going to say, hey, come and stay with me, you homeless bastard?
Well, they don't know he's homeless.
Come over here and get this. Come over here and get these sugar walls.
They don't know he's homeless.
They don't know he's homeless.
No,
okay.
He meets them at bars and he just spits game at them.
What girl is going to pick up a dude at a bar and then let him sleep over their house?
He picks him up, he takes him to the house, he bangs him out, gets them sugar walls, and I guess his pimp game, his pipe game is that strong.
His pipe, that's what it
pipe
is.
Game.
His pipe game.
His pipe game is that strong that he just sits there and then like they let him sit
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so he unzips and all they hear is this going on down there.
Are you going to
yeah.
work today? Oh no, I don't feel like going to work. I'm calling in sick today. Oh, are you gonna go home today? Oh no, I think I'll just stay here.
I'm gonna stay here and put my feet on your ottoman.
Yeah,
let me go
ahead and just put my Johnson on your Anwar.
Yeah, yeah, right. yeah. But when you come home, baby, I got something for you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
No.
And 3 weeks later, she wondered why you still sitting there. You know what, dude? That dude's pimp game is strong. He finds the dumbest sons of bitches. Women is stupid. I'm sorry. Women, I love y'all, but y'all dumb as hell.
Yeah.
How you going to let a dude just come up in your house, number one? If you got that less of self-worth to let some dude just come out and just spit game like that so he can get a place to stay, dude, that you know what? That's a pretty good system. At least he ain't taking no money out of my pocket.
And the messed up thing about it is he knows what he's doing, and he knows he lives on the street. He's like, sometimes I just sleep on the street and I don't even care. He's like, I'm not trying to make anything of myself. I don't care. I'd rather just be here a bum, and I love my life.
So his pole game.
His pole game is keeping him off the street some nights.
His pole game pays his rent. Jesus. Hey, you know what? That's a pretty good dude. All right, when we get back, I don't like mustard. But QT smelled like mustard one day. It was horrible. And we're also going to get into what the hell is Corey tweeting. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Ryan Scott.
And these are all the crazy voices in his head.
We love sports.
And we can't get enough of them.
We love them so doggone much that we done created ourselves just to talk about sports all the time in our heads.
So come join in the crazy of me and Daniel Taylor on Full Court Press Radio every Tuesday on FullCourtPressRadio.com, part of the BDB Radio Network.
One day we're going to get those breaks down. You know, we had those breaks down real good at one point, Lip. Now
it's
we just
your slow finger motion.
I don't know what it is. I hit the button and it don't play.
Well, something wrong with your thing over there.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. Where did I get this muffin?
Oh, I miss Lil Fo.
Muffin
radio.
Button.
Oh, wait, we're back, right?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, everybody. Welcome back. Can you turn my headphones up, please? I can't hear anything.
Mine as well. Talk.
Is the fader up on the what is that thing?
The Darth Vader?
No, what is the name of it?
Audio box.
Yeah, no, what's the, what is it? Personas box.
Audio box, Personas.
It's the audio
for
Personas
box? It says audio box USB. Personas.
I wanted to know the brand.
Well, you said what is
that box? Supersonic.
This segment of the show is brought to you by Halo. Halo 6. FagRadioShow.com/Halo 6. I got to say, when I was down sick, I wasn't able to use my Halo 6. I couldn't. There was nothing I could do because I had a horrible cough, and it's starting to lighten up now. But I couldn't. I missed my Halo 6. I couldn't wait until I'm feeling 100% better. Get back on my Halo 6. I missed my Halo 6. But you, my new car still smells new, even though I don't have insurance and the plates on it yet. I'm rolling dirty. They cut me riding dirty. They hate it. And I'm not black to sing this. Halo 6, FagRadioShow.com/Halo 6. Check them out, folks. You will not be disappointed. Be like me. Don't miss out. Vape. Detail. Give it to me and make it move. Please make it move. Please, baby.
Halo 6. I'm vaping, baby. They see me rolling. They're hating, patrolling, they're trying to catch me riding dirty, 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 trying to catch me riding dirty.
Dirty.
Beautiful duet.
I hate mustard.
Why?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Good night. I hate mustard. Me and little fella went to lunch a few weeks back, 3-4 weeks ago. And he put this on his Facebook page, and it was so funny. He was sitting there, and he ordered his burger, and I swear he put so much mustard on it. I felt like we have faith for the rest of our lives, because you know the Bible says you got faith the size of a mustard seed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Oh man,
I'll be here all week. Philippians didn't get that, you heathen. Listen.
Yes, I did.
So
I did too.
Little fella takes the mustard thing and just squeezes mustard all over his burger. And I look at him and I said to him, would you like to have any burger would you like to have a side of burger with your mustard? I mean, that was that much mustard on it. He's like, but mustard is from the earth. I'm like, well, so is pot, but you don't see me spreading it all over my burgers. Good Lord, there's a lot of mustard. So I was feeling better this week. Went back to my day job this week, pulled up to the QT to get gas or something like that I was going in to get, and I got out of my car, my brand new car that still smells new because I vape with Halo 6. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And there was this overwhelming woof of mustard. I'm like, what the hell? I'm thinking a mustard crate fell in the parking lot, and they tried, one of the 14-year-olds that worked behind the counter selling the liquor sprayed it off with water hose. I don't know what it is. So I went into QT, did my business, came back out, same mustard smell. I look over to the truck SUV parked next to me. And I kid you not, there were three ladies of Philippians' origin sitting in this black SUV eating mustard-laden hot dogs with all the windows down. I was so disgusted. They were filling the entire QT parking lot with the smell of mustard. I paused for a minute and took a picture of these mustard-eating. Now, you can't really see their faces, so I'm showing this on Ustream here. Oh, that's D-Take.
That's me.
Hey, that's my aunt right there.
These mustard-eating sons of bitches. Oh, my God. That's just a car full of yentas eating mustard.
He said yentas.
It's a mustard car full of yentas.
That has to be a lot.
It was so nasty. Mustard.
This one in the back cheeks all big with...
She just had mustard and hot dog all over her face.
I'm not gonna lie. When you said that you looked over and saw three, there were four.
There's one you can't make out because she went down because she dropped her mustard. Don't drop the mustard.
No, she wasn't ready. No, I thought what you were gonna say was there was four dudes in the car with the windows rolled down, having a mustard challenge. Each one has like one thing
God,
of mustard.
I've seen those. Like,
oh, no. Okay. So I don't even know the name of this cartoon. It wasn't a cartoon. It was like a live action show. When I was a kid,
yeah,
there was a show about like this high school.
Was it a high school musical, Disney?
No. It was long way before
was
that.
Was it Saved by the Bell?
No. It was after that. It was like a Saturday morning cartoon type show.
I don't have any more to say.
It was a Saturday morning cartoon.
Was it SpongeBob SquarePants? They go to school?
No. And then, so it's like a scary show. Like there's always like creepy things that went on.
Nightmare Before Halloween.
Yes.
Nightmare Before Christmas. I win.
So they always had like scary little things going on in this, like creepy little things going on in high school.
Yeah.
So they had hired a new cafeteria lady in this one episode.
I don't even know the name of
the show. I don't know the name of the show. I don't know who was in it. I just remember this one episode because it was so nasty. And that's the reason I don't eat mustard anymore, because they hired a new cafeteria lady and she was a bug. Like, She was a bug in a human's costume.
Mrs. Puff from SpongeBob?
Yes. Oh. So she put bugs, the eggs of her children, in the food, and the kids would eat it. And the kids
Lunch
were getting,
Lady bug children?
Yeah, and they were getting these big things on their neck.
Oh, God!
These little egg pouches on their neck. Now, the only way to kill all the eggs and throw it back up was you have to chug mustard. So, like, they have these kids in the show just chugging mustard and going,
and it's all yellow. And
oh, God.
God. Give me a close-up on this one.
Oh, God. Close-up, Mr. DeVille. All right, there we go.
That's how it looked.
I think I made in my pants. I'm still stuck on the neck egg sack. I can't do it. It grew really big.
Oh, like, you know, God. How a frog, you know how, like, when a frog goes a ribbit?
Oh, my God.
And
yeah.
How their neck expands? That's how their necks expanded.
That's disgusting.
And there were, like, eggs in them.
Oh, God.
Inside. Not on the outside. Inside their neck.
Oh, lip.
It was pretty awesome. But that's why I don't eat mustard from now on.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to have to share this story with a little fella. don't eat mustard, because if you do eat mustard, you will get neck egg sacs.
Neck egg sacs. Right. The more you know.
All right. We up on a break already?
Yes.
All right. Let's take a break. And when we come back, it's going to be What the Hell is Corey Tweeting here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. We'll be back. Welcome back to the show, everybody. FatGuyRadioShow.com. I hit that post. I thought it was a singer.
Do you know this song?
No, no clue.
It is Kids by MGMT.
You're listening to Kids by MGMT on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
You can get the song on Amazon.
How many freaking posts are in this song?
This is the last one.
After this,
it goes into singing. So, Pat, go ahead and get Kids on MGMT by MGMT on Amazon.
Yeah, right here, FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, God. I would play the talk-up song, but it's too late in the show. All right, this portion of the show is brought to you by Fathead For Real. Fathead For Real, get your mind blown, folks. It's Christmas time. Fathead For Real, real big fat heads offer unique Christmas gifts and holiday gifts. Take a picture of your kids, your 97-year-old panhandling grandma. Get it blown up, life-size wall sticker, stick it on the wall to help her remember how horrible of a person she is. And you can do it through fathead.com, through the banner ad on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Actually, seriously, folks. You can get NBA players, Dallas cheerleaders, Kobe Bryant, if he ever comes back, Spider-Man.
Oh, he's back.
Ohio State, DuPont, NASCAR racing, Star Wars, Star Trek, baseball, even my favorite, SpongeBob. Or you can take a picture of Philippians and blow it up to a life-size cutout. Fathead For Real through FatGuyRadioShow.com. Click the special banner, and I'm going to cough again right here.
Well,
yeah.
You guys are the
control
worst
yourself.
Fillers.
I was trying to sing the song.
Y'all are the worst fillers on the planet.
You're the worst filler.
I'm gonna fill you at the end of this show.
Oh,
you know what?
I'm gonna
I'm not gonna go off on you guys anymore, because you guys' energy now is just horrible. I'm over it. But clearly I've rocked y'all world. Cause y'all ain't right.
You ain't right. You know what?
Huh?
You ain't right.
You know what? You know what, DT? You got me twisted up. It's almost like, you know, we taped this show on Friday. All right, it's time for the segment that is
like
sweeping the nation. It's What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT. Take it away.
All right, this week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting. Let me go ahead and open this up real quick. All right, this week.
That was a big piece of paper.
I know, right? Look how giant this piece of paper is.
It's a huge piece of paper. Look at your white. All right, go, you all sexy right. son of a monkey.
This week,
damn, I'm going to do something to you
this
one day.
This week on What the Hell is Corey Tweeting?
Let's do it.
The real Corey Blaze at Corey Blaze.
That's
tweeted
me.
Out.
That's me.
4 days ago.
Oh, no.
There's a darker, a jajo feeling about today for some reason.
I did not say that.
Corey.
Yes.
What the hell were you tweeting?
Why am I having a hard time switching the cameras?
What the hell were you? Now, there we go. What the hell were you tweeting? What is jaja?
It's juju.
It's what is jaja?
Juju. It's not jaja. It's juju. You know, like a curse or something.
What the hell is jaja? Huh?
I just love how you guys just leave.
I'm still wondering. You must have some bad juju in you.
I do. I got some bad. I'm gurgling over here some bad juju.
Is it juju or juju?
It's juju.
You sure it's juju? Because the way you spelled it, it looks like juju.
I'm dying. I'm going to die soon. Death is coming.
Ebola.
I'll be there when you die.
I got a question.
Yes, I'll entertain a question.
What the hell is juju?
It's juju. I was feeling something weird in the air. And I was right.
It was the Ebola.
No, there was some numbers jobs. There was some number job issues that I felt were arising. And I tweeted that out noon that afternoon.
Awesome. Noon that afternoon. Well, I got a question. Would noon that afternoon be midnight?
Yeah, I think so.
I got another question. How is it noon after the noon?
Yeah.
Is that the next day?
Is that when the moon and the sun kiss?
What?
I got another question. When the moon and the sun kiss, is that considered an eclipse?
An eclipse is only when I drop my pants down and the sun is out. Listen.
That's called the moon.
That's called an eclipse.
Ooh.
Because it's a blackout, baby.
Ah.
Where my
but you're white.
Go? Okay. I sent that out at noon because I was feeling some bad juju in the air. And it was true. That later that afternoon, it came to light about the bad juju. That's why it was there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was bad juju. It was also, it wasn't as bad. Well, I can't say it wasn't that bad because it was that bad. All I can say is people pray for me.
You sound drunk now.
He has the Ebola. He's drunk on Ebola.
I do have the Ebola.
He's probably all drugged up on medicine.
I still find it funny that we made all those jokes and you will always talk about people getting the Ebola. And now the Ebola's here in Arizona.
Yeah, you know what? That kind of makes those jokes not so funny anymore.
Now it's here in the United States.
Now we're all going to die.
But you know what I have to say about this? And I know we're up on the end of the show. I talked to a nursing friend of mine, someone who's in nursing.
Okay.
I equate, mark my words. Wait, I'm going to make two bold statements about the Ebola virus, and it's not going to be the most popular, so you can definitely send your...
your complaints?
You can send your complaints to Philippians at Fangirl Radio Show.
That's it and deactivated. Sorry.
Go ahead, take a nap, because that hurt your brain, didn't it? Yeah, you used it did. A big word. That's all right. Come on, it's not like it's Friday night. Listen.
I know, feels weird.
It feels weird because...
It's dark outside already. What's wrong?
It feels weird because D-Tay still has his pants on. That's why it feels so weird.
That's why.
And my eyes are open.
Mark my words. Soon as Barack Obama or one of the Kardashians or Beyonce or some dumb celebrity does something that is a hot story, we won't hear dick about the Ebola. Let me tell you why. The Ebola virus is not new. It just didn't manifest itself recently. Okay.
Yeah. No, it's been around for years.
It's been around for years. I've been making Ebola jokes for the existence. Half the show is based on Ebola.
This isn't the first time it's been in the U.S. either. In 1980 something,
yes.
The Ebola was in San Diego, and it was killing off monkeys. It was a strand of the Ebola virus that was only deadly to monkeys, primates. It wasn't deadly to humans.
But the only reason why this is such a big issue now
is because
there's nothing else to talk about.
Beyonce just finished her On the Run tour.
Yeah, so she's done. To talk about. Kim Kardashian ain't done nothing stupid yet. There isn't another big story. And soon as another big, mark my words, today, October 18th, 2014.
At 4:09, 4:10.
At 4:59 in the PM. Mark my words. When another big story breaks out, no one will hear or care about the Ebola virus. The Ebola virus will be filed away in the same file that we have Y2K.
Yep.
Where we also have the AIDS, HIV. Remember when we were all scared about AIDS? Oh my God, it's going to kill everybody.
No, AIDS,
everybody
still running killing, AIDS is still killing people, but it's only killing black people now, so no one cares.
See, that's a conspiracy theory, you conspiracists. AIDS isn't killing. No one has died from AIDS in a long time because we damn near found a cure.
Yeah, but they don't want to give nobody the cure unless
you're
rich.
No. Go ahead and say it. You don't want to. They don't want to give black people the cure.
Exactly.
That's what you want to say.
Unless you got
that's
money
crap.
Like unless you got money like Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson got the cure for AIDS. But all the broke mother people passing away.
Broke mother people don't. That's called thinning the herd. But I say this. Ebola.
Looking like a true white supremacist.
Yes, I am. Yes. Because you know what? We don't need the blacks.
Yes, we do. Because if we get rid of the blacks, we're going to make the fried chicken.
That's true. And if we get rid of the blacks, Philippians, that also means that there won't be any big wieners left on planet. And we need big wieners.
Yes.
We need big wieners. Say it with me. We need big
cock.
Alright folks, thank you for joining us today. Maybe I wasn't well enough to come back for this show, but damn it, we made it through. Did we miss anything?
My pants.
Hey.
Oh no, we didn't. They're still right there on you. They should be out.
Boys, I still love you. Philippius?
Yeah.
I love you.
You what?
I love you.
My headphone ain't working right.
Mocha Cup.
Yeah.
Mocha Cup?
Yeah.
I love
mocha
you too.
Cup or mocha cup?
That's a nice hat. Oh, all right, folks, today's show was brought to you by Amazon.
I see what you did there.
I can't fight y'all two more because I caught y'all way off guard today. I'm not going to fight y'all no more on the show. We're going to hash it out before the microphones come on next time. Like big boys play, okay?
All right.
It's like okay. Sword fight?
It's okay because I'm fresh and dope.
Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Halloween costumes for everyone, even your hot dog, not the one that's covered in mustard, the one that barks. Grooming guides, baseball equipment, cleaning supplies, and more. All through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Bookmark it and do it all. Do all your holiday shopping there and share it with your friends, family, and coworkers. Amazon, the single best way to keep us from going away. Ha!
Our website design is provided by Elite Web Management.
Hey,
this program cannot be rebroadcast, reproduced, or distributed without the written consent of an authorized representative of BDB Radio Network.
Someone swallowing their words. For advertising on Fat Guy Radio Show, email info@bdbradionetwork.com.
We are on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Spread the word about the show. Subscribe on iTunes and catch the live video replay on our exclusive Vimeo page.
You sexy as hell. You know that?
I enunciated every single one of those words.
Broke the console, too.
Yeah, he totally broke the console and dropped his phone and shut my laptop off because my laptop is a piece of ass as well. For Philippians and DT, I'm Corey Blaze saying, skinny people! Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Listen, like, and laugh, everybody. See you at the top.
Bye-bye!
Neck egg sack.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I got to remind you about all our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. Please help support the show. Tell a friend about all of our great sponsors. You can find them at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsors. You may go now.
Juan, you're running by the show.